Hebrews chapter 12, it says in verse 14, pursue peace with all men, not all believers, but all men, with evil people. A Judas who is betraying you, who is selling you for 30 pieces of silver, and he comes to betray you and kisses you, deceiving you. You can say friend, like Jesus. Friend. Judas, you can only fulfill God's purpose for my life. You cannot do anything outside of my Father's purpose. This is the cup, Jesus told Peter, which my Father has given me in Garden of Gethsemane. And Peter took out his sword to hit somebody and did hit someone. Jesus said, put your sword away. Don't look at the postman, Judas Iscariot. See who the letter is from. From your heavenly Father. Aha. Then it doesn't matter if Judas Iscariot brought the letter. Are you disturbed because the postman who brought a 10,000 rupee money order for you has got a grim face? So what? Let him have a grim face. I got 10,000 rupees in the money order. It's like that, Jesus said. So what if Judas Iscariot is a betrayer? The cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink it? Pursue peace with all men. Romans chapter 12 says, As much as it lies in you, live peaceably, verse 18. As far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. See, the Holy Spirit recognizes that some people just don't want to have peace with you. The Bible is very realistic. He knows that you can't have peace with everybody. So it says, as much as it lies in you means you don't create further problems. You know, like I use the example of two hands. Sound comes when both hands cooperate. But if one hand wants to come and fight and the other hand says, no, I'm not going to fight. There's no sound. It tries hard, no sound. Be like that. That is peace. Even in your home, if your wife wants to fight with you, die. If your neighbor wants to fight with you, die. Do dead people speak? Just think about that. Do dead people speak? When we die with Christ, it's no longer I. Christ will speak, not me. I'm not saying I'll be dumb. Christ will speak. A gentle answer turns away wrath. And I'll tell you something. It's easier to keep quiet than to give a gentle answer. You know that? When you keep quiet, it may indicate that you're inwardly offended. You're trying to teach that fellow a lesson by keeping quiet. You teach your wife a lesson, not going to speak. But if you give a gentle answer, then you know that they know you're not offended. It's no longer I, full stop. No. It's no longer I, but Christ. You know the difference between it is no longer I, just dying? No. If you die with Him, we will live with Him. There is a resurrection too. It's not just that I die. Some people say, die brother, die brother, die brother. Yes, but let Christ live in you. Don't just keep shut, keep your mouth shut. Give a gentle answer. That shows that you're not offended. That shows that you're not upset. That shows you believe in Romans 8:28 that even this will work for your good. And perhaps you can lift that person who's serving the devil a little higher. So pursue peace with all men. And you know, if you don't fight with the person, that's peace where you refuse to clap. But if you can come together, that both hands come together, that's fellowship. That's the best. So I say when you can work together with both hands together, that's fellowship. But if that is not possible, at least keep one hand behind and let the other guy wave and yell and scream and as much as he likes. There'll be no fight. As much as it lies in you, live at peace with all men. Seek for fellowship. But if you can't have fellowship, at least peace. That should be the rule for us this year. We're going to pursue a life of peace with God, inwardly, completely undisturbed by all the terrible circumstances and events that are going to take place in 2010 in this world. Well, how do I know that? You read it. The last sentence Jesus said in his sermons. In the world you shall have tribulation. There's going to be problems. There's going to be trials. This world is not going to get better and better. You know what it says about the future? Let me read you a verse in 2 Timothy 3. I'm thankful that I've got a book that tells me about the future. Then I'm prepared for it. If you don't read it, you won't be ready for the future. But 2 Timothy 3 says, verse 13, evil men will go from bad to worse. Deceivers, imposters will proceed from bad to worse. They deceive others and they themselves are deceived. Preachers who preach a false gospel will go from bad to worse. They ask you for your tithe this year, they'll ask you for 20% next year. They go from bad to worse. Deceivers, evil men who are seeking to harm you, you're hoping they'll become better this year? No, I'm sorry to tell you that. They're going to be worse this year. That's what the Bible says. But you, verse 14, you continue in the things that you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from you whom you have learned them, from a Paul who could say, follow me as I follow Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, many of you have known me for many years. Very humbly, I would say to you, follow me as I follow Christ. I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm not perfect, but I follow Jesus to the best of my knowledge and ability, in my thoughts, in my words, my deeds. I want to be quick to ask forgiveness from people this year. I want to be quick to forgive people this year. I don't want to justify people this year. I want to pursue peace with as much as lies in me and seek fellowship with those who want fellowship. Those who don't want fellowship, peace, I like peace. It's a wonderful life. We can have heaven in our hearts, heaven in our homes. And I think of some of you young people. What a wonderful privilege to start this life when you're 15, 16, boy. You don't have to wait like some of these old people around us who messed up their life till they're 50 or 60 and then decided to. Maybe they didn't hear these things, but you're so lucky that you heard all this now at such a young age. Parents, encourage your children to go this way. Please take seriously these messages I gave, these last three messages and this one. I believe it will go exceptionally well for you this year. That is our desire, that our lives become heavenly, that our homes become heavenly, and that our church becomes a heavenly church. We're not interested in numbers, but a church that Jesus can approve of, a home that Jesus can approve of, a life that Jesus can point out to the devil. I'm more interested in that than anything else. Don't pursue money so much this year. Yes, earn enough money for your family's needs, that's necessary. But beyond that, pursue righteousness. Pursue peace with all men and holiness in every area of your life.